Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wow, it's already Monday, the day after Mother's Day. Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to you, to everybody who is listening. Thank you for joining me this morning for half an hour. We are talking about Mother's Day. I can't believe it's already Monday. This weekend I went through a little bit of a tragedy, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it in a second. But I wanted to let you know of Happy Mother's Day, and I wanted to let you know that we are giving out free coffee and tea samples. For those of you who are listening, you can email me or you can come online and tell us your name and what you do, and you can get it that way. But my email address is Jamie's Journal. I was going to say 856. Jamie's Journal at gmail.com. Jamie's Journal at gmail.com. You can email me. You can also Facebook me. You can go onto my fan page and say, hey, I listened to your show. Can I get a free sample? I will be happy to send it out to you. So I'm not going to go in a little bit. I'm not going to go into depth about that. I'm going to this week, Monday through Friday, we are going to be talking about my mom's Noah's book, which I forgot to send out to a few team members of mine, but I will send it out shortly. I haven't forgotten. But I want to get Dr. Arlene Span on. It looks like she's on this morning. Good morning, good morning. Are you stable this morning?
I am stable. I am here. Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. And to
good
all,
morning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, yes, already. It's the day after.
Yes.
I never thought the day would come. And I was like, because I was looking back in February, April, and I was like, oh, I have a couple more times. And all of a sudden, it's already May. So soon it's going to be September. And it's going to be the Visionary Conference. But how are you this morning, Dr. Ellen Span? How was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was amazing. It was great to be together with family. We were 16 deep at a restaurant, and it was awesome. Good time of fellowship, good time of sharing, good time of gifts changing, stories. It was just a great day. And then we had a nice, beautiful, gorgeous day in the sun. Lots of pictures were taken, and just a good time on yesterday, Jamie. What about you celebrating with your mom?
Well, actually, I'm not a mother yet.
I said celebrating with your mom. No, no, no. I said celebrating with your mom.
Let's walk around that for a second. No,
yeah,
I told my mother.
You didn't hear the question, right? Did you hear the question? I said,
yeah,
what about you celebrating with your mom?
Let's walk around that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I said that I was going to take my mother out, sometime this week, next week, simply because my grandma was over. My grandma on my mother's side was over, her mother. So they went out, they had fun, I believe, and I was at church all day because I had to volunteer. But a little tragedy happened, and I want to share a little bit before I get into my book.
Okay.
Over the weekend, you know, you got to live life to the fullest, so every day. So you got to make sure that you prepare before you walk out the door in the morning. And it was Mother's Day weekend, so I said, you know, I'm going to just get up, get my stuff going, because I was set on Saturday to go to a goal event, and I did. Thank God I made it there safely. But on the way there, there was a car going the opposite way, and it was a four-lane highway. I was going to say driveway. It was a highway. So what I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen, be careful when you travel. Be careful what you do and where you go, because you never know who or what is going to do the opposite of what you're doing. I was going, and it was almost a head-on collision. Let me just say that. We were all going one way, and then there was this other car, which was on the side, going the opposite way. I don't know if he was on drugs. I don't know what was going on in his mind. It was early in the morning. I don't know, around 7:30. But thank God that I survived it, and I'm here. But what I'm saying is, this holiday, it's coming summertime. People are starting to travel more. A lot of times, people are either laid off or they don't work anymore, and you just want to keep yourself prepared. Pray ahead of time before you walk out the door, because that's one thing I didn't do. Normally, I get up and I pray, but I was listening that Saturday morning. I was looking at T.D. Jakes, and, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I'm good. I'm fine. And it stirred me up so much. I got a journal about it, and that's one of the moments where I will never forget. Never forget, because it was a scary thing. And my point is, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are hearing me this morning, hear me. First of all, I'm not a mother, but I'm an auntie, so I help out my nephews. And the scariest thing that happened to me was, oh, my God, here comes this car coming towards us. The guy that was driving the car, he swerved. Thank God there was nobody on the other side of him. So as the car went by, I was like, oh, my God, you know, thinking of my nephews, thinking of my mom, and it was not an easy thing. So the point is, pray before you walk out the door in the morning, because you never know what's going to happen.
Wow.
You never know. So I survived that safely and sound, but, because a lot of things go through your mind. I don't know, Arlene, if you've ever been there where something crazy happens, and you're like, what? You know, you're like, oh, my God, there's all these things going through your mind as it happens. You know, I don't know if you've ever been there. But when you are there and you're at that point, you want to make sure that you know, you think of those people, because you never know what's going to happen last minute. You never know what's going to happen. The second you think, oh, I'm going to survive this thing, I don't have to go to the hospital, I'm fine. You know, you just never know.
Never.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I've
we're
been
going
in...
to go on. Sure. Say it,
I was going to say you... Yeah, you asked that question, and I was going to say, yes, I have been in similar situations where, of course, when you're driving, and if you've been driving like I have since you've been 10 years old, so that's like what over however many years it's been, and and you have seen and heard a lot of things, and, you know, even in your area, in the New Jersey area, I can remember years ago where we were almost, like you, in a traumatic accident, but someone else, however, wasn't as blessed as we were, because while we did not feel the brunt of what happened in the accident, someone on the opposite side of the street from us lost his life as a result of someone else's carelessness, someone else's drinking, and we had to be what was known as just the star witnesses in this particular case. So you're right, as we're traveling, that we should keep ourselves prayed up. And as a mompreneur, think about it. You want to be prayed up because of you have a family. You have your children to think about. You have to think about, okay, what's going to happen if something should happen to me as a mompreneur? Have I prepared in such a way that should the demise of me happen, will my family be able to sustain itself, or will they suffer in more ways than one? Will they suffer because I'm physically no longer there, emotionally no longer there, or even financially no longer there? So as you're talking about your book and we talk about mompreneurs this week, I pray that our listening audience will think about the things that they're doing and see if they're leaving a legacy, and also not just a legacy, but also leaving their family in the situation of where God says, leave the inheritance for your children's children. Just something for the moms to think about as they move forward in their businesses and in their lives. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot to share with them based on your book for this entire week. Back to you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. But I'm just excited that I'm here and I'm safe. And, you know, you just never know. So I just wanted to make, you know, everyone who's out there, you know, you may be, I don't know, you may be driving now. But just make sure you're not looking down, you're not looking around.
Yes.
You know, you're
texting.
Just focused. Yes. Yes. Because we are so busy at doing that, you know, we have to answer the phone, we have to do this, we have to do that while we're driving, and you really don't have to. You really don't have to. Leave that phone in the back of your seat while you're driving and focus on the road.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ooh, yeah.
That's a tip. That's the tip for the day. Okay, what's that? Hashtag leave your phone in the back of the car, or put that out on Facebook. Put that somewhere. But that's a good idea in the sense that it's not going to tempt you to answer that phone now. You're going to have to wait, or you're going to have to pull over to the side because you're not able to reach it or get it. So that's a good tip for today. Put the phone in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start doing that. So if I don't answer the phone when you call, you can say, Arlene must be driving, and that phone must be in the back seat of her car, because that's the tip that I gave on Monday, March the 11th. No, not March. What month is this? May. May the 11th.
May.
Okay. I don't know my month. Back to you, Jamie. Back to you.
I know. I'm the same way. I think it was yesterday. I woke up, I went to church, and I was like, what day is it? And, you know, I usually go to church on Sundays, but sometimes I don't, you know, and then I'm like, okay, what day is today? So I totally understand. Sometimes I say 2014, you know, I'm like, what is 14? It's 15, you know. So I understand. If I get on here one day and say it's Sunday, correct me. Because I'm like, oh, my God, what day is it? But I'm thankful just to be here with everybody that's listening, and I'm safe, you know. Because, I mean, in that tragedy, you just never know. And another thing is when you are – you know, when you get in the car, you should actually have a hands-free. You should actually have something, a cord. You should have something in your phone to talk on. But you never just get on the phone when you're in the car. You know, even if you're stopped, you know, you always want to have two hands-free. Because I hear of accidents. I hear of things all the time, and it's not a cute thing. When you get into an accident. So we are going to shift into this mompreneur thing. I'm only going to talk about 10, 15 minutes of it every day this week, ladies and gentlemen, because you're going to have to get the book. That's the only fan's going to get it soon. Like I said, as soon as I get on that computer. But, you know, it's been kind of crazy this weekend. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, when it's crazy, you got to understand, you know, where you're coming from. But, again, I'm just thankful to write this book because it is something that I've never done. It is something that I thought about, you know, I think in January or February I thought about writing a book for mompreneurs. It's a journal. It's not just a book. You know, mm-hmm. most people say, oh, it's just a book. No, it's a journal. That's why I say I'm Jamie's journal. I journal a lot. I journal through my journey. And I just said I have to journal when I get off this line, you know, about a couple things and the tragedy that happened. And, you know, it's just, I journal. I write stuff down. You should see my calendar. I write stuff down. You know, even in my calendar, I write the things that happened, the things that went on, the things that I do. And we should all have a calendar as an entrepreneur, a mompreneur. You should always have a planner. You should always have something to go by during the day. I mean, even if you sit down at 12 o'clock and say, okay, what are the two things I need to get done? Then you should be able to check them off at the end of the night saying, I got those two things done, and I'm excited to get those two things done. But I wrote this mompreneur's book because of, not only because there's mothers out there, there's mompreneurs, there's people that do multi things, multitask, they're just multi-faceted people, you know. We're always running. We're always jumping. We're always doing this. We're doing that. We're running down the street. You know, we're always doing something. Our mind sometimes goes 10,000 different ways when you got one thing going on. But a lot of times we just need to refocus our mind and what we're doing on a continuous basis. So if I, you know, even if I, the worst thing that happened this weekend, even if I did, was in the hospital, even if I was laying there, you know, not being prepared, the one thing I would have left is books. This is what, my fourth or fifth book, and I'm excited to write it. I'm excited to have it. I wrote, four or fifth books. I think it's my fifth book that I've written. And I'm excited to think of mompreneurs today. So the first thing I thought about when I was writing this book is P. It's called Pushing Mompreneurs. Pushing Mompreneurs. I did not put on Amazon. I did not put on Lulu yet. I didn't put it anywhere yet because I'm still sitting here like, okay, where else can I give it out free first? So I thought about this week, and I said, well, why don't I do it for this week and see who wants a free copy of the book. Of course, I want your comments. I want your opinions on the book, but I love the way I've written this book. And the first thing I said, well, I'm going to write everything out, pushing mompreneurs out. I wrote it all out. And the first one is P, the power in your push. There is a power in your push. There's always a power in your push. When you're going through the day, when you're going through life, when you're going through things, obstacles, difficulties, there's always a power in your push. I know as a mom, well, not as a mom, but auntie, you know, there has to be a push, and there's always some kind of power from within that pushes you to the next dimension. I don't want to say level today. I want to say dimension. There's always another dimension. There's always another area where you can push. I know for many of you, we always multitask, like I was saying, and the first thing I try and do in the morning is either journal in the morning or at night or even during the day. Even if it's like a quiet day for me, I sit there and I journal at least 15, 20 minutes, if not that. You know, because journaling is something that we all need to do. Write down our thoughts on the paper. Write it down. What are you thinking of? What do you need to do? What do you need to accomplish? What do you need to push and keep on pushing until it gets done? So when I speak of power in your push, I'm thinking of your day-to-day things, your day-to-day goals, your day-to-day situations, and how are you going to push past to get things done? Mm-hmm. There's a power in your push. Sometimes on Mondays, you get up and you're like, oh, here's Monday. So what are you doing to push to push through to the next day? You know, sometimes I know in the summertime I'm extremely tired. I'm extremely tired, real easy. So what are some things that you can do when you get up in the morning that you can drink before you get going in your day? I know one thing that I drink is, and I didn't put this in the book, but one of the things that I drink when I'm very, very fatigued, and I know Dr. Eileen Spann can probably test to this, I drink water with apple cider vinegar and honey.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that'll give me that push. That'll give me the energy that I need. Because a lot of times we do. Moms feel fatigued. One Sunday comes and you're doing your dinner, and then you try and lay down. Sometimes you're like, oh, my God, I forgot to do my homework. Oh, my God, I forgot to do my clothes. Oh, my God, I forgot to do 10 other things before you go to bed. So you got to learn to not only set a goal for yourself, because sometimes you don't get everything done, but there is a power in your push to get things done for that day or even for the week. Sometimes you might say, okay, well, let me do one thing a day, which is hard, but sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's not. But there is a power in your there's power in everybody's push, especially being a mother. You know, how many times, Eileen, have you felt really, really tired and you say, oh, I got to push through this day. Anyway, I gotta do an extra thing when I go home. You know, not, you know, because I know, I mean, you're extremely busy. And you're running, 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 running. And then when I call, you're like, uh-oh, I gotta answer the phone. So there's always an extra push. So what do you think about the power in the push?
I think, you know, there is power in the push. And I think as mompreneurs, we should not, you know, don't be afraid to be pushed, you know, because as a mompreneur, you are a woman of action. So any stresses that come along the way, you want to take those stresses and turn them into energy for you. So that becomes that power to push forward like Jamie was talking about and just determine in your mind that you are a woman of power and you are a woman of worth, and anything that's stressing you, take it, turn it into energy for you and say, my goodness, I'm a mompreneur. I'm a woman of action. I'm not waiting for permission from anyone else to get me to do something because I know how to push, as Jamie said, myself forward so that I'm better able to be a good servant for myself and my family as well. So just turn that energy or turn that those stresses into energy and push yourself forward. And that's what I do, Jamie. Have I always done that? No. Am I learning to do that each and every day? Yes, I am. It's a learn, as our friend would say, it's a learned skill. It's something that we learn, and that's what I'm learning to do. Back to you, Jamie.
It is. It's a bit of a learning skill, simply because most mothers just say, I'll do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it next week. I'll do it whenever. And you don't have that next time. You don't have that next moment. How many times have you said, okay, well, I'm going to read for 5 minutes, and then you just never get time to do it again. You know, you never get time to read your full magazine. You never get time to read your full, you never get time to do any of your goals. And that's what I'm saying, as when you start to push, you got to push beyond what you feel sometimes. So it's not only your feeling, But also, it's sometimes it's your mindset. Sometimes it's, you know, you're thinking wrong, and we're almost out of time. Sometimes it's the way things are going. What do you have to say as well?
Mhm. And, you know, it's amazing. The main thing is that we remember as mompreneurs to take the first step and then the second step and then the third step, whatever steps we need to take towards, you know, getting to the goal that we want for ourselves, and do it without fear. You know, don't have fear in doing it. Just go do it. Even if you fall flat on your face, like I said, turn that stress into energy. Use it as a stepping stone to get you closer. And Jamie already told you to journal things, make a list about things, keep a journal, put it on your calendar, you know. And if someone in your family do come and say something to you as a criticism, don't take it personally. Look at it like what Jamie said about her book. She said, I want you to give me feedback. That's what people are giving you, feedback. So you look at that and say, how can I move forward from here, and how can I be a better me in whatever it is that I'm doing as I present myself to my family and to the world? So back to you, Jamie.
Awesome. So actually, it's back to you because we have like 2 minutes left. How can we get some of your products if we need to invest in ourselves with the things that you have for us today?
Yes, Jamie. If you want to get the book, Sweats, the Arlene Spann Weight Loss Program, you can go on Amazon, and it's located there. Co-author in the book that is compiled by Ms. LaShawn Renique, and that book is Congratulations, You Just Lost Your Job. That can be found on Amazon and Lulu. And then I have my own personal Are You Ready to Sweat? You can just email me, and I can give you the downloadable form of that ebook at arlenesweats@gmail.com and also www.arlenespansweats. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us for a half an hour of talking about my book. You can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, and let us know how did you feel about us as well. So I want to thank you for joining us, and have an awesome Monday. And I will see you back here tomorrow with more. I will tell you more of what I put in my mompreneur's book. I want to thank you and have an awesome day on Jamie's Journal.